This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast.
From Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Yes, and we've got a guest in, haven't we?
We do.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready, Michael?
I believe I am. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, only Cameron Daddo.
Hello.
Thanks, gentlemen. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Thank you.
It's kind of weird, I guess. You know, we always have lots and lots of guests in. But I felt like we've sort of grown up watching you, you know, and I'm not suggesting you're older than I am. You're probably not. But I just, it's, you know, you feel like
No. I remember I actually have still on VHS episodes of Models, Inc.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Well, that was 19. Well, pre-internet. Let's talk about that.
A long time ago. Lots of vests.
Yeah. But I guess it's, you know, you've got one of those careers where you've been in so much, you know, that obviously people are going to feel that they not necessarily know you, but they've watched you all their lives.
Yeah. I mean, I just say yes. I just keep saying yes. You want to do that? Yes.
Sure.
You want to do this? Yes.
Sure.
Yes. I'll give it a shot. So, yeah, it's been pretty varied. And
right.
I've had a great time.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
Isn't that great then as an actor to have variety? That's what we know. That's what you would want, surely.
Well, it is. I mean, I've seen a lot of the world and done a lot of different things, met a lot of amazing people, worked with some excellent, you know, some people who are the top of their field in the business overseas and both here in Australia as well. So no complaints.
And when a project like The Haunting comes along,
I like the way you said that. The Haunting.
It's
the Monster Mash.
I love it. I mean, this to me is, you know, it's got me written all over it. Sadly, it hasn't.
It could.
Well, we need an understudy.
Well,
shortly.
I want to know what it's all about. I know that it's it did really well in the UK, didn't it?
Yeah.
And they brought it, bring it over here.
It did well in the UK. It's a classic UK thriller. Really, British thriller. It's based on the short stories of Charles Dickens, and
he's quite well known, isn't he?
Yeah. And we share the same initials, which I'm pretty excited about.
Wow, so, even spooky.
How about that? And it's set in an ancient mansion in the moors of England, so it's just windswept and. Yes, exactly. Thank you for that atmosphere. And
I normally create one.
Yes, thunderbolts and lightning. Let's see you do that.
Well,
yeah, and it's an ancient mansion that is run down, and it's two men meet there, and there's a library full of books. One man is there to get rid of the books, and the other one is to be a dealer and sort them out for him, as you know, he's the. I play the lord of the manor, and so they discover this spirit within the mansion, and it takes them down this journey, this wormhole. Basically, it all takes place in the study of this man's father, who's passed away, and it's just this great unfolding of events that happen.
And do you when you're in it, it's always difficult to answer this, I guess, but. Do you think people are going? Is the idea to scare people?
The idea is to
entertain them.
Well, it's to be entertained.
Yeah.
And look, there are laughs. It is quite funny in moments, and there are some good old fashioned scares.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing like it. I don't think there has ever been anything like it here in Melbourne, and that's what's most exciting. I was drawn to it because of the writing. It's really beautiful storytelling.
Okay.
And the fact that I've never done anything. Like this, I know how I react to scares, and sometimes I laugh, and sometimes I have a scream.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be sitting there in a very intimate audience of the Athenaeum, you know, once you walk into the Athenaeum, it's going to feel like you're in that study with us.
Well, that's a rundown building, isn't it?
Indeed. well, I haven't been in there yet, so I can't actually say.
No, I mean, you know,
say.
In a good way. Like, well, it's got history.
Yeah, it is. It is. Nicely put. And so I'm curious as to how to keep this story rolling when people are going to be screaming and laughing and doing all the things that they're going to do, because it's solid. It's good.
And the guy that you're with, is it only not the two of you in it? Is it
only two of us?
Wow, my God! No, well, that's what you've got to have to do and keep the whole bloody thing going.
It's called listening.
I don't like it.
It's called listening and jumping. Yeah, making sure that we're right. We're taking each other along for the ride, because we both have moments where we're leading and following. So, following each other's cues. So it's a really Gig Clark is the actor, Melbourne actor, who's my offsider in this. And
had you worked together before?
Never met him.
Right.
Never met him till we started rehearsals, and he's terrific.
And there you are.
That's great. It's nice that, I mean, we've got a thriller. Do you know what I mean? Just hearing it, you know, there's a thriller happening on stage. It's definitely different to what we've had here in Melbourne in stage productions.
Yes.
Well, it's twists and turns. It's edge of your seat, and it's a two-act play. It's not a very long play, which is terrific. So, you know.
That's handy.
You're not going to be seeing it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that is worth mentioning, because, you know, like, we love to be entertained. We love, you know, well, however good it is. Oh, God, I could have taken 20 minutes off that, couldn't I?
Yeah, well, we are very cognizant of that it's only two of us, and you might get pretty bored of seeing me up there.
Yeah.
But we it moves along so quickly, and it's great night of theatre where there are effects. You know, you go into the theatre and everything goes dark. And suddenly you're there and you're taken on this ride, this journey.
Exactly.
And when it's done in the best pieces, you walk out of there going, holy moly, what just happened? You know, what did I learn? What are the questions? That's the thing at the end of this. Guarantee you there will be some questions going, oh, what was real, what was not?
I do have bad nerves, and so even when the toast pops up, I tend to squeal. So this is, I'm going to be losing it, aren't I?
I think you should go visit the chemist and buy some rescue remedy. Yeah. You'll be fine. A couple of those pastels and you'll be good.
You'll be laughing.
And it all begins on the 14th of June. So are you ready?
Next week.
Could you do it now if you had to?
We had a crack at it this afternoon.
Yeah.
How was that? Still a little ways off. Yeah,
oh, there's
like
a week.
Sorry, mate.
There's still a week?
We have a week. And look, I tell you, I've been in way worse situations where, you know, it's
amazing,
like,
what goes on in a week between now and then, isn't it?
It goes so quick, and you just have to be patient, stay in the moment, not kind of. If I jump ahead to next week, I'd be as scared as you are, jumping up with the toaster.
It's on at the Athenaeum, as we mentioned, and you can get all your tickets at Ticketek.
Ticketek.
Doing everything, aren't they? Ticketek.
And it's only for 2 weeks, so you want to get in and book your tickets.
It's a very short run.
It is a short run.
Yes, I expect it's you, is it? Where are you off to somewhere else now?
Yes, it's all about me. Oh,
sorry,
my
I can
Lord.
Only do 2 weeks of the whole
No, time. I would have done more. I was surprised. I was like, what, all this work just for 2 weeks of shows? Or it's a little bit longer than that, but it's
A big venue. Like, I mean, it's, you know, it's the first highest theatre, the Ath.
Yeah, I don't know that they're opening the top floor up, which is terrific. So it's just going to be the bottom and the middle.
Right.
So
it sets that mood.
Really sets the intimacy. And that way we can do some things as well that...
What do you mean? What's happening?
Not
you don't go
word.
Into the audience.
My lips are sealed.
We would have got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids. Reminds me of Scooby-Doo.
Yes, I have. You meddling kids.
Every time we've been mentioning it today on air, we've been going, ooh, and it's very much got a Scooby-Doo feel to it. But you've obviously set that tone differently.
Do you think you would need us in any way to do,
I think we're covered.
Oh, okay.
I think we're covered
it's,
there.
You've got to ask, haven't you? You've got to ask.
Look, I'm never one to turn someone's suggestion away.
Thank you.
And I thank you. It's very kind of you to offer.
Yep.
It is a professional production.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
I feel I've got the sound effects covered.
Okey-dokey.
But you do, if there is a problem, I know who I'm calling first.
Ghostbusters.
There we go.
Scooby-Doo.
The Haunting with Cameron Daddo. Get along. It all begins on the 14th of June at the Athenaeum. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Your joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.